Russia's President Vladimir Putin has told the West its dominance is coming to an end, saying we're now in the most dangerous decade since the Second World War. In a major foreign policy address, President Putin denied Russia is the initiator of nuclear threats against Ukraine, just a day after he oversaw military drills of his country's strategic nuclear forces. On the front line, villagers in recaptured parts of Kherson are assessing the damage left by Russian forces as the battle continues for control of the region's city. With more is Professor Andrew O'Neill from Griffith University. Good afternoon, Andrew. So what did you make of this very long speech?
Yes, it was a long speech, and it was deliberately targeted at an audience, I think, that would ensure wide coverage internationally, which, of course, it's done. I think there were two really interesting dimensions of Vladimir Putin's speech. I mean, the first, as covered in your story, was around the nuclear realm of conversation, Russian threats, and clearly Vladimir Putin sort of saying, on the one hand, we have no intention of launching nuclear weapons against Ukraine, but on the other hand, you know, you can't discount us doing that in response to sort of major provocations from the West, quote unquote. I think the second interesting dimension of the speech was, I think what's a fairly transparent attempt to try and split Western public opinion on this. I think Putin senses that with the midterm congressional elections in the United States coming up, perhaps a change of prime minister in the UK, that there is an opening for really trying to appeal to those, particularly in the US and the UK, who have some doubts about whether those two countries should be funneling as much support into Ukraine, and maybe with a view to pressuring Ukraine to the negotiating table.
So the timing of the speech is important, and it also comes, of course, as Russia seems increasingly on the back foot in Ukraine.
Yeah, look, that's right. I think the timing is everything, as it always is in politics and indeed in war. I think it's interesting on the battlefield in Ukraine. What we do know is that the Russians are heavily fortifying their presence in Kherson. There's no guarantees, indeed far from it, that they will be able to hold that important city on the Dnieper River adjacent to the Black Sea. I think there are major challenges in Russia's mobilization effort. Really, they're attempting through that mobilization effort to dump as much manpower into these key strategic areas that they're currently holding with a view to holding the line against a Ukrainian offensive. And I think it's a very open question about whether they're able to do that, frankly.
Earlier this month, Putin appointed a new general to oversee Russia's operations in Ukraine. Is there any obvious change in strategy since he took over?
Not particularly. I think, I certainly wouldn't underestimate Russia's conventional capabilities. I think what's more at question is the strategic and indeed the tactical acumen that Russian commanders have brought to this fight. And I think the Ukrainians, because they're defending their homeland, because they know that the wind is in their sails in terms of international public opinion, have really fought back a lot harder, have used very innovative and in many cases quite risky tactics and operational methods on the battlefield that have, I think, have surprised the Russians. So it's not as if the Ukrainians have superiority in terms of the order of battle. It's just that they've been able to marshal the forces that they have at their disposal much more effectively and with a high degree of innovation.
Was he more conciliatory than you expected?
You know, I think in contrast to his previous pronouncements and those of his senior advisors around the potential for the first use of nuclear weapons, he ruled that out, which I think has to be welcomed. Although, frankly, I wouldn't take anything that Vladimir Putin or Russia says at face value. So, to be honest, I don't think we're in any different position now than we were a day or two ago about whether Russia will initiate nuclear weapons.
As you pointed out, Andrew, the speech was meant for Western ears, but how did it go down in Russia?
It's hard to tell. I mean, I think it's clear. I mean, it's obvious that the longer this war drags on, the greater domestic pressure is going to mount. We know that the Putin regime has been very busy in clamping down on any domestic dissent. And, you know, portraying those as kind of stooges of Western governments. You know, you can only run that line so far internally until it becomes untenable, even under an authoritarian regime. I think where Putin may be facing increasing pressure, slowly but surely, is over the mobilization effort. And we know that when body bags start coming home, and it affects ordinary Russians, if I could put it like that, people who maybe don't have a view on the war one way or the other, but when it starts impacting on them, then I think we can start to see pressure build. He will be aware of that, and I think hence his attempts to really try and split Western public opinion to force the Ukrainians to come to the negotiating table. Mm-hmm.